This is 1706. I'm at Broadway in the corner of Laramie, I think is what it is. I have a guy that just got on the bus about three stops back, and he just had a seizure right in the area where we usually have our mobile devices, and he's down and out.
Okay, are you somewhere safe that you can be pulled over?
I'm more like in the right-hand turn lane with my four-ways on. There's no, there's plenty of room for cars to get around me. But he was on his neck, had his neck cocked pretty bad. I got him down on his back, and he's not responding.
Okay, can you tell if he's breathing?
He is breathing okay, but he is not awake. In other words, you know, basically he's got the seizure going, but he is breathing okay.
Okay, and is he still actively in a seizure, or is that subsided?
He's not actively in a seizure, but he is on his back, breathing, and is unconscious.
Okay, and can I get a description of him specifically, like if you can give me a race, age, basic stuff like that?
I would say he's a white male, approximately mid-30s. Pretty much, he's got some band-aids and some stuff on him and a band-aid on his nose. Like, I don't know if he got just recently released from the hospital. I don't know. He just kind of ran up, you know, flew up on the bus, jumped on, and I said, well, I'll give you a ride, you know. And the next thing I know, he's back there, you know, kind of yelping. And then next thing I know, he just slumped down and hit his back and went into a mild seizure. And then now he's down and out. But he's got shorts on, a flannel shirt, has a few band-aids on his hands, but he is not responsive.
Okay, do you happen to see a hospital bracelet on him?
Let me check. 1706, he doesn't have a hospital bracelet on. He's down, though. He's not responding, but he's breathing okay. So I just, breathing pretty heavy, but that's all I can say from that point.
Okay, I copy. Thanks for checking on that. Do you see any visible injuries?
There are no visible injuries from the fall or anything. He just kind of slumped down. He's on his back. I pulled him off of his neck because his neck was kind of crushed by the seat. Kind of laying on his back, and we're going to need some kind of medical here, I would imagine.
Yep, I'm on the hold with 911 now. Okay, stand by for further directions. As soon as I get a hold with 911, they might have some instructions for you. At this point, let's just make sure that he's moved away from any harmful objects that he gets, you know, if he goes into another seizure, he could actually hurt himself. So just give him space, and if he does come to at any point, let him know that we did call medical. If he refuses it, let me know as well.
Yeah, I'm just coming down the hill. I'm just before the Broadway Bridge, right there on the corner of Verby and right here on Broadway. So anyway, bus number 4235.
Yes, I see all of that. I'm just going to relay all that information. We are going to time out. I'm going to call you back here in just a moment, okay?
Okay, copy that.
1944.